customers are looking at ethical and sustainable purchases. So by proxy, these things will pay back. So it really is, in my view, a no-brainer.
It's the E-commerce Master Plan podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome. It's great to have you here. So thank you for hitting play on this episode. Now, if you're a regular listener, you will know I like to sometimes start by giving a shout out to a listener who was kind enough to take the time to post a review of the show. And I've got one of those to do right now. So huge thank you to Nice Try Cummy. I think that's how we say it, from Canada, for your 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Now, they say, love this super informative podcast, very specific actionable steps to help with e-commerce growth. So thank you, Nice Try Commie, for adding that one to Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. And if you would like a shout out at the start of an episode, then just go to keepopt.com/review to find out how to leave us a review. So what are we talking about in this episode? Well, we are continuing our B Corp month. We are celebrating B Corp brands and helping you to work out if going through the process of becoming a B Corp is something you want to do. Why should you do it? What does it entail? What are the benefits? What are the downsides? Are there any downsides? Last week, we chatted with Faye from B Corp Green and Blue about how being a B Corp has become part of how they drive the business forwards, including their impact assessments process, which is far less scary and ops intensive than that sounds. This week, we're chatting with a wannabe B Corp. We've kind of gone back in time in the journey. We're talking to a big brand, well over £1 million turnover, who are on the journey to getting certified. In fact, they are just on the cusp of submitting for their certification as we recorded this episode. So we're going to be talking to Hannah about why they decided to undertake this journey, why it's so central to the values of the business. She's going to be talking about how she brought the team along with her a little bit. We'll be talking about the impact on the ops, how they handled the supply chain side of things, the HR side of things. They've got 40 staff, so there's quite a bit of that to handle. And she finished us off the main part of the interview with an amazing big tip on how to succeed with your B Corp certification. And then, of course, you're going to listen past that right to the end of the episode so you don't miss out on her top tips, or as per our usual top tips, and my own take on this episode. Have you yet downloaded our ebook? To celebrate reaching episode 500, we've created an epic e-commerce success-focused ebook for you, packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable, featuring the advice of many, many past guests alongside industry experts and many of you as well, our listeners. I've checked every single tip and organize the whole thing into sections for you, making it super easy to dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need it. This ebook needs to be sat on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at ecmp.info/ebook. Get 2024's most valuable e-commerce ebook now, ecmp.info/ebook. And now to introduce today's special guest. Hannah Leah is the Operations Director at Hampers.com, sellers of hampers and carbon neutral gifts. Founded in 1979, they now sell £14 million worth of gifts each year via their Magento site, corporate sales and the Amazon Marketplace. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Chloe. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you here with such an interesting product range and taking such a large business on such an interesting journey. But before we get into all of that, how did you yourself get into e-commerce?
Well, I would say it's purely by chance. In 2019, myself and my stepdad were looking to get into business together, and the opportunity to purchase hampers.com came up, and it was then Clearwater Hampers Limited. So I had previously worked my time in various industries, in defence and in financial services, and I had been studying my MBA. And at this point, I'd worked in large organisations and really wanted to get my teeth stuck into something. So this opportunity came about, and since 2019, I've been getting deep into understanding the intricacies of e-commerce in depth, and, you know, thoroughly enjoyed my journey so far.
What an amazing shift from the world of finance and defence into the world of e-commerce and gifts. But also starting it off in 2019, that, I mean, some serious stuff has gone down since 2019, hasn't it?
It certainly has. I mean, certainly when we bought the business, it was very much try and learn and observe. There were certainly things within the business that we knew that we could improve on, and it was kind of a good foundation for us. And then in March 2020, you know, the whole world changed, and we went from what was a 7 million turnover business to what, you know, doubled in size in that time to a 14 million turnover business. So it's certainly nothing like that sort of growth to learn very quickly and what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of like, we've had people on before who've had startups who've launched, thought they were aiming at one market, and then after 6 months in, they're like, oh no, it's a different market. Or after, you know, a couple of years in, they realize actually the product's being bought by men, not women, and they have to rebuild everything. I guess your learning curve just got very quickly accelerated.
Yeah, it was very rapid. When we bought the business, it was, I would have said, you know, a different proposition to what we say it is now, in terms of, we, you know, want luxury quality products, artisan hampers, and obviously with the sustainable element as well. And certainly that, you know, making that change whilst, you know, growing the business on foundations that were set up for a much smaller business was challenging, but it's been really fun. And that growth has given the opportunity for us to reinvest back into the business, which has been fantastic, and which is where we've been able to kind of increase our proposition and, you know, invest in that sustainability piece.
We'll get on to the investment in sustainability shortly, but let's just explain a little bit more about the nuts and bolts of the business before we get into all that side of things. So where in the world are you, and where do you sell to?
So we are based in Abingdon in Oxfordshire. We have a staff of 40 people, and we sell pretty much all over the world, though the majority of our customers are in the UK. Though we do have this unique piece in our business with gifting, that we have kind of two people that we need to please, both the customers, the people who, you know, engage with us and buy through us, and then the other audience are the people that actually consume the product. So, you know, we don't have that direct relationship necessarily with people that consume the product. So part of our big strategy was to turn our consumers, who are the person actually enjoying the products, into our customers again. We have three main sales channels. So the majority of our sales is through our Magento site and our e-commerce on hampers.com. We also have one third of our business, which is corporate offline. So we have, you know, large corporate businesses that come to us annually and look to get gifts for their clients or employees. And then the remaining part is Amazon trading, which we do, which certainly is part of our wider strategy, is where we don't see the growth, and obviously where we're focusing on is our e-commerce and our corporate offline business.
And you mentioned you've got 40 staff there. How do they split across the e-commerce and the corporate sales? Because those are two very different business models, aren't they?
Yeah, so we have two completely separate teams. So we have a corporate offline team who are there on the phones, on the road, and you know, winning new business and, you know, and dealing with those inquiries. And then we have an e-commerce team that deal with our online sales. And then we have a marketing team that supports both of those sectors. And they also support Amazon in some areas as well, in terms of product photography and that sort of product development as well. So the marketing team supports all three channels. And we have separate people responsible for each of those channels, because, like you say, they're very, very different skills and techniques needed in each of those.
And are you doing your own warehousing and fulfillment, or have you outsourced that?
Yes, we do. So we do everything in-house. One of the most important things to us is that when the product arrives at the consumer, that we know that the quality and standard is in there. So we do everything in-house. So, you know, we make sure that everything from product development to the actual curating of the hamper in the warehouse is all done at a high standard, effectively. And obviously, we did say 40 staff. One of the biggest challenges for us is seasonality. Obviously, we mentioned 14 million turnover a year. We do around 8 of that in the month of December, which, yes. So that's, you know, certainly for us, that's obviously the biggest operational challenges we have to deal with. And we again go from 40 staff to 140 staff in the last few months of the year, just to support that humongous peak.
Yeah, that is a spike. Yeah, as you say, a humongous peak. So, B Corp, why did you as a company, given, let's face it, you bought the business in 2019, since then you've repositioned the whole business, which from what reading between the lines, what you've been saying, affected everything. You dealt with a pandemic and doubling of sales. And as we're recording this, you're just on the cusp of a year-long project to get your B Corp piece ready for submission. So, I mean, most businesses, especially larger businesses, are only just starting to get back to normal post-pandemic. So how did you find the time and why did you see too many questions in here, Hannah, but basically, what do I want to ask you? I want to ask you why you decided to go for B Corp and why it was sufficiently important to the business to do it when you were going through all this huge change already anyway.
So I guess to start from the very beginning, really, and I'm not trying to go into, you know, personal details here, but I think certainly it was very much driven from my values. I mentioned about doing my MBA before, and as part of my MBA, one of my modules was sustainability. And at that time, I was working in a much larger organization, and I'd had that as a personal value. But in that time, it really hit me that, you know, businesses need to do more. Then only a year later, I had this opportunity where I was in an organization where I could enact real change. I am operations director, and I do have that ability to enact change. And as managing director, Patrick is very trusting of me and understands kind of, you know, where I was driven in this regard. And when we initially bought the business, one of the first things we did was set out our strategy and a new strategy for hampers.com. And so the first part really of getting this embedded was actually putting sustainability, ESG into our strategy. So that was kind of really where it started.
So although the B Corp project has only been going on for a year, the ESG, the sustainability project, was top of mind right from very day one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously, personally, in terms of my values, I've always, you know, we've only got one planet, and I've always, you know, had those values that, you know, it's important to make sure that you can do our bit. And I think I was always struggling, as, you know, as we all do, with that as an individual, I can only do so much. And then, you know, having this opportunity within a business, you just can enact so much more than you can as an individual. And I was really keen on all levels, whether it was the environment, whether it was the social side, and whether it was staff, to make sure that we were doing our best as a business and making it profitable, but making sure that in that time we weren't doing that at the consequence of anything else. You know, it was driven from that from the very start. And obviously it was small baby steps to start with in terms of what we could do with our supply chain. And obviously, and while I was doing my MBA, B Corp became the out and out thing for me in terms of just that kind of valid. I think for me, like, if you can have a strategy and you can then validate it with some sort of, you know, accreditation, and you really are proving that you're doing that. And for me, B Corp covers so much area that I think, you know, that for me is the validation that we are doing the right thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, and why B Corp? And you've just answered it. So I guess my next question would be, I think that personal belief and personal values is so key. Would you agree that a business owner should only head in this direction if they are personally believing and committed to making a difference? Do you think you can do it as a tactic, or do you think it has to be deeper than that? It's a big question.
It is a really big question. I think my personal opinion is that you're not going to really, it is going to be an element of tactics. And, you know, I guess in the world we're in now, you know, there's going to be a lot of companies that do that for those reasons. And, you know, if the end goal that their positive change comes out of that, then that's fine. I think your ability to actually make more change and is going to stand truer if you truly believe that in your values. And I think there's always going to come a time as a business owner, if you don't believe in that, then you're going to choose potential profits over those sustainable things. So I think if it comes to crunch, and I think I do believe that potentially if you haven't got those values, it might not hold true in the long run. However, obviously, if people are doing this and they're trying to bring positive change and all for the better, you know, motive being motive, I'd obviously love someone to truly, you know, I'd love to buy from companies that truly believe in those values. But obviously, that's not always going to be the case. But if the net benefit is positive, then, you know, fine.
Yeah, quite. If you, so long as you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
We like, we're okay with you. So you've spent a year, literally, I think in the B Corp world, it's fair to say, literally ticking the boxes and getting everything in place. What's been the most challenging part of that journey?
I would say for us, but just because the complexities of what we do, is probably the supply chain. We buy products and components from all over. Well, certainly when we bought the business, it was all over the world. Although, you know, we have a, you know, a reasonable turnover as a business who's buying food and drink components, we're not huge in that market. And I think to impact change in that area is quite hard. So, you know, when you're like trying to move to products that are recyclable or non-plastic, you know, you're kind of waiting for the wider market to kind of come with you on that. And obviously, then there's cost implications of that as well, because we're trying to do this while not offsetting, you know, not trying to impact the customer with price increases as well. So just getting to the nitty-gritty of supply chain, we do have, you know, 600 individual components, over 200 suppliers, and it's auditing that and making sure that we understand the impact of our supply chain has probably been the hardest part of that, just because of the complexities. In terms of the social impact and the people, one of the first projects I worked on in the second year of the business was completely overhauling our HR processes and procedures to make them there for retention and looking after our staff. So that was kind of easy because I kind of put those foundations in place. The same with the social side of stuff as well. We very much wanted to look at how we could give back to society and what as a business we could do to what best we could do to do that. So those were easier in some respect just because I could control them, but supply chain was probably the hardest.
And what I find interesting in all these discussions I'm having with people in the B Corp space and businesses who are trying to become more sustainable generally is 90% of what you're doing is things that are good for the business anyway. So finding better suppliers is good for the business. Improving your HR systems so they retain people is good for the business. So was there, I mean, I think people assume that going sustainable is an awful lot more expensive than staying normally. Have you found that to be the case?
I would say not really. I think it's definitely sometimes harder to source, I know it sounds silly, but to source products from suppliers. But in terms of the grand scheme of the P&L, no, it hasn't really been really costly. I think if you believe in all these things, like you say, you know, retention, all of these things, that they pay back anyway. And doing the right thing pays back because, you know, customers believe in that now, don't they? And it's really, you know, regardless of your motives of doing it, customers are looking at ethical and sustainable purchases. So by proxy, these things will pay back. So it really is, in my view, a no-brainer.
And you are the ops director. And I think a lot of the big meaty parts, you know, like the supply chain side of things, often, and you know, warehousing and packaging often fall under that remit of ops director. So you're in kind of in the prime seat, you and your team, to get the majority of it done. But I would assume you needed to bring the rest of the company along with you on this journey as well. So were there any areas you were surprised how involved they had to become?
That's a really good question, actually, because we've been really lucky because obviously, when we bought the business, we set out that strategy from the start and our vision and our values. Really, when we've recruited people from that time, and obviously it was 20 people in 2019 and now we're 40, people have bought in from that from the get-go. In fact, it's almost been a good recruitment tool, because when you sit down with people, these days people want to choose to work for an ethical company. But I would say probably the majority has fallen in my department anyway, so it's been quite good. But in terms of the general wider team, everyone just is so It's at their core as well. I think, you know, when you're, you know, not going into a HR seminar here, but when you go into, you know, growing your teams, it's so important that when you're recruiting people that they culturally align and that they believe in what you're doing. And we've been so lucky to have people who just believe in that. And, you know, and at the same time for them, you know, because an example for the corporate team who, you know, are trying to win business, it's been a great, you know, asset for them to have those as well. So it's kind of, they see the benefit of what we're doing is good, and, you know, it obviously benefits them in terms of their performance as well.
I love the clarity you're giving us on all of this, Hannah. It's brilliant. Thank you. And finally, on this big old topic, for anyone listening who is thinking, oh, it's probably about time we got round to doing this. I'm listening to Hannah, I'm going, yeah, I see all the benefits. Okay, great. Let's do this. Have you got any tips for anyone to make the process of getting to the point you're at right now where you're ready to submit easier? Any key tips for them?
I would just say, don't be afraid by the process, because like just starting and doing something small is a first step. I think with anything like this, you just do the first step and you can break it down and, you know, into smaller chunks. I think it's just not to be afraid of it, really. I think you've got nothing to lose by starting the process, even if you get one person starting to look at this on a small basis. I just think starting the process, and I think once you get into it and understand that really it's just a really good framework for running a business anyway, and actually that just, I think it's just taking that first step for me and not being afraid.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
Competition in e-commerce is complex, and growing your business can be challenging. That's why I would like to introduce you to PriceSync, competitor price tracking and dynamic pricing optimization software for e-commerce merchants. You can monitor your competitors' price moves from a single dashboard and import all your products with a single click. You'll be able to track prices and make price comparisons from any website, marketplace, or sales channel like Google Shopping and Amazon. PriceSync's dynamic pricing app sets prices automatically to improve profit margins whenever market prices or stock availabilities change. Track unlimited competitors and increase your profit margins. Start a free trial now and get 50% off your first 3 months. Sign up now at ecmp.info/PriceSync. That's ecmp for e-commerce master plan PriceSync. Do you have a problem only an awesome piece of e-commerce tech can solve? Is your e-commerce tech stack not quite fit for purpose anymore? Then you should check out the latest addition to the e-commerce master plan family, e-commerce tech. Yes, we've got a new person in the clan, or a new website rather, in the clan. It's a website where you can explore the latest and best technology on offer. We're going through a hugely changing time in the tech landscape at the moment, and if you want to be bringing the best results you can in your business, then you need to be on top of what's going on in tech. Head to the e-commerce tech website and sign up to our email updates via ecmp.info/tech. That's ecmp.info/tech. So ecmp.info/tech to find out all the best tools for your e-commerce store.
It's time for the top tips round.
I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. So Hannah, are you ready for the top tips?
I am.
Okay, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
So I had to think, because I was trying to make this relevant, but for me it was Grow the Pie by Alex Edmonds.
Oh, I've not come across that one. What's it about?
So this is effectively about how, you know, as a business you can grow your pie profitably, but making sure that you give back to society as well. So it's a really fascinating insight into sustainable business.
Oh, nice. I'm adding that to my own reading list. Okay, the traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
So I, as an ops person, obviously I'm going to have some bias in this, but I, and this is just my perspective. For me, it's recommendation referrals. It's getting our customers to be advocates for us. And obviously in our case, consumers as well. It's, you know, getting them to receive our gift and then go, oh my gosh, I'm going to buy this again. So just that whole, you know, referral and recommendation for me is my...
It's such a powerful marketing method, isn't it? Get your customers to bring you more customers. And as you said right at the beginning of our chat, as a gifting business, you have two separate audiences, both of whom want your product in some way or another. One person wants to buy it to give it to someone else, the other one wants to receive it. So it gives you, you've got almost kind of double the scale of the average e-commerce business to make that marketing method work for you.
Absolutely.
I always love a referrals tip. Okay, the tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient day to day?
So for us, it's actually Airtable. We use this as a great tool for our product management. I would say it's like a sexy Excel, which always excites me, and that's very geeky and very opsy. But it's very visual. We can share data instantly on all of our products with all of our teams, whether it's customer care, our product development team, our website team, our external suppliers. I'd advocate that immediately for anything like that.
Yeah, I still not dived into Airtable, partly because I think I don't actually need it in my business because I'm so small, but also because, like you, I'm a bit of a geek and I suspect I would lose a week to it. It sounds so brilliant.
it's excellent. It really is.
Okay, then the growth top tip. If you met someone today who's focused on growing their e-commerce business from 100 orders per month to 1,000, what would be your number one tip for them?
So again, I'm coming from an ops perspective on here, but for me, it's customer care. I know this is a weird one and it sounds illogical, but for me, it's looking after and nurturing your customers, giving them the best service you can and getting them to come back. Like, you know, that's what we care about and what we focus on. It's just, you know, giving them the best service that we could possibly do and enabling them to come back to you.
Which is so at the heart of any successful e-commerce business. And is something a small business can do just as much as a big business. So another great tip. Thank you, Hannah. Well, look, before we say goodbye, could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business on the web and social media, please?
Yeah, so we are very easily hampers.com. You can find us there and engage with us on there. We also have hampers.com as our Instagram tag, and you know, feel free to contact us anytime or me at any time if you have any questions about what we've talked through today.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Hannah, for coming on the podcast, for sharing your work in progress B Corps certification, and I suspect inspiring a fair few of our listeners to take the leap and get started as well. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing your experience with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Excellent set of advice there from Hannah. It's great how she was up for sharing so much of how they've gone about taking that B Corp journey. And plus, I now have somewhere to go next time I want to send gifts out to people. So that's cool. Can now do that carbon neutrally. Now, I guess for me, the key takeaways from Hannah's piece were, if you're tempted by B Corp, a little bit building on some of the stuff Faye was saying last week, if you're tempted by B Corp, just go and get started. Don't be scared of the process. There is a massive checklist process that you go through to become certified, and you can use that as a kind of like a business improvement tool even without applying for the certification. So well worth just getting started. Just start on part of it if that's, you know, the right direction for your business to go. And you don't have to get it all done in a year. You can just start the journey. I think the other thing was how core sustainability has been to their vision for the business from the moment they took it over in 2019, and how that has made the B Corp process is kind of like the rubber stamp on everything they were doing anyway for hampers.com, and I would expect giving them some guidance along the way too. So if it's built in to your business already, this is going to be a relatively straightforward process and just help you do it all a bit better. And you know, I think that's something which is key to all of us, whether we're going to get on the B Corp certification or not. If you want to build anything into your business, you need to build it into the values, the mission, that core beating heart DNA of the business, which then makes it so much easier to enact those changes. because you're recruiting the right people, you're appealing to the right customer base, you're able to join all those dots so much more easily. Now, before I repeat everything that that Hannah told us, you can get your hands on the notes from this show, including the top tips and links to what we mentioned, by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast, or use ECMP, which is short for ecommercemasterplan.info/ whatever the number of this episode is. Just put that in the URL bar and you will go straight to the right page on the website. And that works for all our episodes over the last, 7-8 years now? Once you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. If you liked this episode, then make sure you check out all of our episodes about B Corp this month. So you can find them just by scrolling up and down your feed. Or if you want to hear from more big retailers, those doing over a million, then head to ecmp.info/big. And if you want to hear from more Magento users, then it's ecmp.info/Magento. Now, thank you for tuning into this and every episode that you do of the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help e-commerce business owners like you to succeed and thrive with your businesses, including progressing along the path to net zero. So if you know someone this show can help, please tell them to listen to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I hope you have a brilliant week and don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.
It's time to download our 500 top tips to make your e-commerce business more profitable ebook. Go to ecmp.info/ebook now.